A very good morning to you. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording from Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Yud Aleph, Nazir 11a, pagination is 21, starting from the Mishnah at the beginning of the page. Mozgu lo es hakos, if they pour a cup for a person, referring to wine, V'omar, and he says, Hareini nazir mimenu, I am a nazir from it. Hareze nazir, he ends up with a binding vow to be a nazir, presumably the minimum for 30 days, but he is actually a nazir with the full extent of nazirus law. And this is a throwback to a Mishnah that we encountered on Gimel Amud Beis, where if a person says that he's only going to be a Nazir from a certain grape product, Harei's a Nazir. He ends up being a full-fledged Nazir, V'chol dinei Nazirus olav, and the laws of Nazirus apply to him. And that's the basic case of our Mishnah. He's sitting there. Yeah, picture the scene. He's sitting there. They pour him a cup of wine. He says, I'm a nazir. I can't drink wine. And he's making himself into a nazir. He's a nazir. There's a fascinating anecdote that they say about a certain gadol that when he was a young man in Europe, in the yeshivas there, so there were different Balei Batim who offered hospitality for Yom Tov, for Pesach. Some of them seemed to be reliable and some of them not. So one of the seemingly not so reliable people is said to have invited this particular young man to his house for Yom Tov. And the young man did not want to go to his house Pesach time, especially with all of the stringencies and care that we put in to Pesach observance. And therefore, he told the man, in order not to insult him, he said, I don't eat gebroks. Gebroks being matzah that's been soaked, like matzah balls, which is a stringency that some people hold. It's basically permitted according to halacha. And therefore, it's a very non-threatening custom for a person to hang his hat on if he doesn't want to eat by somebody. So they say that once he uttered those words, as a matter of MS truth, he from then on accepted upon himself that indeed he would not eat gebroks, and that became the custom of the family. This is the basic case of the Mishnah. They're pouring a cup of wine and the person declares himself a nazir. The Mishnah continues with an exception. Maisa, there was a story. Beisha achas, there was a woman. Shahaisa shikora, she was drunk. She's at a party. She's drinking more than she should. And she realizes, and at this point she's drunk, and now they pour her another cup. Va'amra, and she said, Hareini nazira mimenu, I shall be a nazir from this cup of wine. Now what we would expect the ruling to be is, well, if she accepted nazirus from this cup of wine, the principle that we've encountered is that it spreads, so to speak, and she becomes a nazir from everything. This cup, other cups, including even the other laws of nazirus. And instead, our Mishnah records, Amru Chachamim, the sage's ruling in this case was, Lo niskavna zuela lomar harehu alai karban. Her intent was simply that this cup shall be upon me like a karban. It should be forbidden. But she's really not forbidding any other cups, and she's not really accepting on herself the status of nazirus. She just wants to forbid this cup. As the Rush explains, Shegein derech lahavtzer b'shikur lahosef al shechruso. There was a problem that once a person was drunk, the people at the party would sometimes goad the person who's drunk to drink more. They would tease them or dare them to drink more. And therefore, she said this concept of Nazirus, and there's a very significant explanation, as the Gemara says, that if she just said, I don't want to drink this cup, or made a vow against this cup, not to drink it, like a neder, like a karban, they would bring a different cup. There's a tough crowd. And therefore, she used the words Amon Nazir to mislead them and let them think that not only this cup, but even the next cup will also be forbidden to her, and therefore they would stop. In the original case, though, we didn't have a reason why the person was using this very expansive and definitive wording of Nazir, and therefore it became binding. Whereas in this case, we have an explanation why she's using the word Nazir. We appreciate what's going on. Because she's drunk, she's using this term to stop the people from goading her. And that explanation causes her statement to be limited to this one cup, alai karban, it's like a karban, but does not extend the status of Nazirus, which she seemed to have been describing. Let's move on to the second side of the daf. Towards the middle of the page, Masnisin, a new Mishnah. Hareini Nazir. Behold, I shall be a Nazir, a person says. V'alai ligaleach Nazir. And I'm also taking responsibility for the shaving off of a Nazir, meaning the process when the Nazir shaved his hair and brought karbanos, and he's taking upon himself to pay for those karbanos. It's a fascinating type of vow. Presumably, he's trying to take both dimensions of the mitzvah upon himself. Not only that I should do the mitzvah, but I should help someone else to do the mitzvah. V'shama chavero, and his friend heard, v'omar, and he said, va'ani, I also should be a nazir, v'alai legaleach nazir, and I'm taking upon myself also, not to be bested, I guess, also to pay for the karbanos of a nazir. So it's going to be binding, and they're both going to be obligated to have a nazirus of their own and to pay for someone else's karbanos upon the conclusion of this other person's nazirus. Says the Mishnah, Im hayu pikchim, if they were smart, perceptive people, they could limit their obligation in an acceptable way. Megalchim ze ez ze. They could pay for the karbanos of each other. They could coordinate. When you're done your nazirus, let me know. I'll pay for the karbanos. And the other one similarly. Like this, they actually will save that when they finish their nazirus, the other person will be paying. And while it's true that they have to pay for someone else's karban, but it's reciprocal. They received, so they're giving. So they're really only out, so to speak, one set of karbanos. And the Mishnah is saying that that's acceptable. The imlav, but if they don't work out a reciprocal relationship, megalchem nazirim acherim, they would have to pay for their own karbanos, of course. And in addition, they would have to pay for a different nazir's karbanos so that they're going to end up doing the karbanos fee twice. This solution, so to speak, which the Mishnah says is acceptable for these people, is reminiscent of a halacha that we have regarding Purim, and Mishloach Manos sending gifts one person to another. So while certainly we are not looking for a person, in the case of Mishloach Manos, to fulfill their obligation through reciprocity. The halacha states, kol hamarbe lishloach l'reya mishubach, a person who sends more Mishloach Manos is praiseworthy, because there's an agenda that we have to increase shalom v'reyus, to increase friendship. Some say that this is a response to Haman's words to Achashverosh when he planned the plan against the Jews. He said, Mefuzar u'meforad. Jewish people are separated. They're very individualistic. They don't get along with each other. And we respond with Mishloach Manos, which causes endearment one person to the other. So we're not looking for loopholes. Nevertheless, the halacha is reminiscent of our Mishnah, im ein lo, if a person really doesn't have, he doesn't have the assets to do Mishloach Manos, machlif im chavero, he could exchange with his friend, as long as they don't make a condition, a true condition, I'm giving to you, but you better give to me, as long as it's just an understanding that they get along and they're sensitive to each other and they recognize each other's plight, so then he gives to him, he gives to him, and the result is that they only give the same amount that they end up getting back. And that's similar to our Mishnah, where certainly he's going to be obligated once in our Mishnah, he can't get out of that, but the second, the additional obligation, ve'alai ligaleach nazir, the Mishnah says, does have a loophole. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.